Welcome to the May 2006 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee magazine, published for over 70 years in Dublin, New Hampshire. The very best way to cook a lobster. You may not cook lobsters this way, but if that's the case, then yours are simply not quite as good. The weekend before Memorial Day is when a lot of wonderful commercial enterprises along the Maine coast open up for the summer tourist season, and Bertha Noonan's Lobster Hut in the tiny fishing village of Cape Porpoise, that's just up from Kennebunkport, is a case in point. Multiple generations of Noonans have been hauling lobster traps off Cape Porpoise for well over 70 years. But toward the end of this month, you can go to their restaurant. It's a nondescript clapboard building sandwiched between Route 9 and a salt marsh. And you can eat what they've caught lately. Better be prepared to wait a bit, especially at mealtime in midsummer. Because for those in the know, Noonan's Lobster Hut is the place to go for lobsters in Maine or in all of New England. It's even been recommended by Newsweek magazine and given a 4-star rating by professional gourmets Jane and Michael Stern. So anyway, a while back, Yankee magazine's executive editor Mel Allen interviewed current owner Bertha Noonan. Incidentally, she's still going strong. She's been there since 1956. And he got her to reveal to him her secret method of cooking lobsters. So here it is. This is in Bertha's own words. Quote, "The secret to cooking lobsters is not to murder them. Give them a nice, slow, respectable way out. Don't put them in boiling water and don't drown them in too much water. Boiling them in a lot of water just boils the flavor out, and too much water waterlogs them. I put in 2 inches of water, whether I'm cooking 2 lobsters or 14 lobsters. I take a salt container, and with the spout open, I pour it 3 times around the pot. Then plop, in they go. It ends up being about 3 teaspoons of salt, that is. When the water is boiling, put in the lobsters, put the lid on, and steam them for 20 minutes. Not a minute less or a minute more. 20 minutes. That's how Grandfather Captain George Noonan showed me, and I've done it his way ever since. When they're done," she adds, that is after the 20 minutes, "draw up your butter and serve the lobster with a dish of vinegar as well. Now, the next step is what a lot of people and practically all restaurants ignore. It's why people tell me our lobsters taste the best of any they've ever had. I always wash the pot after cooking each batch of lobsters. Lobsters are scavengers, and they can get pretty greasy from the bait. Look in the pot next time you cook them, and you'll see a sediment from the shell. So I always put in fresh, salted water for every batch of lobsters. I'll never stop being surprised at what some people will do to a lobster. You know, some folks, to save time, pre-cook their lobsters. So then when their guests arrive, they throw the pre-cooked lobsters in boiling water for a minute. You know, that's the worst thing you can do. The lobster just fills with water. If you're eating lobsters in a restaurant, and then you crack it open and water spurts out everywhere, you can bet they've just thrown in a pre-cooked lobster into boiling water. Finally, when you buy lobsters, you should know that from winter to summer, the lobsters are hard-shelled. It's from winter to summer. They're packed full of meat then, and you need fewer lobsters for a pound of meat if you're making a stew. But I prefer them when they're soft-shelled. That's the other part of the year. They're sweeter then." Unquote. So, there you have it. And don't forget that dish of vinegar.